Now, Israel has attacked the besieged Gaza Strip and the West Bank hours after the bodies of three missing Israeli settlers were found in the village of Halhul in the West Bank. In Gaza, Israeli warplanes carried out nearly a dozen airstrikes in several areas across the besieged enclave, but there are no immediate reports of any casualties. In the West Bank, Israel demolished two homes belonging to suspects in the murder of Israeli settlers who went missing on June the 12th during raids in the West Bank. Earlier, Hamas denied involvement in the killings and warned against any Israeli reprisal attacks on Palestinians.
The disappearance and murder of the three Israelis is only based on the Israeli narrative, and the occupation is trying to use this story to justify its extensive war against our people, against resistance and against Hamas. If the occupiers carry out an escalation or war, they will open the gates of hell on themselves.
Abu Zuhri said Hamas is not interested in confrontation with Israel, but is ready and well prepared to defend Palestinians against any Israeli aggression. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas will pay a heavy price for, quote, killing the teens in cold blood. And Israel's Deputy Minister of Military Affairs said that an operation should be launched to eradicate Hamas. Joining us from Ramallah now is our correspondent Nell Burden with the latest. Now, Nell, I'd like to first pick up on the demolition of the two houses of the suspects with regards to the kidnapping and murder of the three settlers. Now, punitive demolitions is something Israel has used in the past, although we haven't seen it quite recently. Can we expect more of these as well?
Well, absolutely. We haven't seen those forms of demolitions in terms of attacks against possible suspects in these murders. Now, as we know, the three Israeli teenagers who had been missing for 18 days were found in the village of Halhul, just north of Hebron. They were found in wide open territory, not far, actually, from the Gush Etzion settlement, from where they went missing. As soon as the Israeli forces found the bodies of the three teenagers, who essentially had been dead for 18 days, they immediately surrounded the village of Halhul. Now, the two number one suspects in terms of the Israelis are two members of Hamas who have been missing since the Israeli teenagers have been missing. They surrounded both homes. Now, the home of one of the suspects, Abu Aisha, he actually had his house blown up. So there was a large explosion, lots of fire. The fire continued in the house. And as far as we know so far, one child, a small girl, has been injured. We don't know actually the extent of the injuries just yet. In the other house, they totally surrounded it. It's the house of Marwan Kawasimi. They completely surrounded the house. They entered into the house. They made sure everyone evacuated, and then they totally demolished the structure. There seems to be no real reason behind demolishing the houses, apart from taking punitive measures by people that they suspect of the kidnapping, but who so far they have shown no evidence or proof to say that it was indeed these people and these people who also killed, tragically killed, the Israeli teenagers. However, the more worrying aspect is we're going to continue to see large incursions of Hebron, maybe other parts of the West Bank, and we will absolutely see more bombing of the Gaza Strip. In fact, only a couple of hours ago, they began their bombardment again, and this has been taking place on a nightly basis.
Well, speaking of the Gaza Strip, we're going to cross over to Gaza. Nell, thank you very much for your comments there.